Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. It's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Wayne Cruz is here. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne, give us a 15-second commercial on CEI.
CEI, founded 30 years ago. We are a market-oriented public policy advocacy think tank, and we tend to focus on regulatory issues. We're not doing the budget, we're not doing social issues, but we're focusing on business regulation, growth in areas like financial regulation.
And in 15 years, in 17 years, I've never seen anything that Wayne worked on and that his opinion, his position, wasn't favorable to small business. And the person and the group that he was trying to oppose and whose eye he was putting his finger in were not against small businesses. So that's the reason why we keep inviting him back, not because he's so handsome. All right, Wayne, I want to move on. I want to talk about, we're talking about net neutrality, folks. The government, President Obama's version, his worldview of the internet is for the internet. That's right, the one, you know, for to become a utility. They literally say under Title II, we want it to become a utility. That's the word they use. Now, Wayne, let's you and I imagine 20 years from now what this the internet utility would look like. I'm going to take one first stab at it and say that we'll all be paying taxes on it. Use taxes.
That's a guarantee.
Automatic.
A lot of overseas countries want to tax content on the internet or tax downloads, tax flows, and we tend to adopt. You know, we might export goods, but we also import bad regulations from Europe, and that's one of the things that I'm sure we do. One of the ironic things about this is, in my opinion, if you were to impose net neutrality rules, the existing infrastructure companies like AT&T and Comcast and so on, they'll still be here in 100 years. Because that's what happens when you freeze things in place as a utility. The existing players are the ones who are at the table, and they'll end up going along to get along. What Republicans and what Democrats who are in favor of reform, and remember, there was a letter from Democrats about 3 years ago. I need to dig this up again and talk about it in a new article. But Democrats opposed imposing net neutrality rules on the freewheeling internet. So, and we need to keep hammering that point too. But if you think you need to do something about infrastructure and flows on the internet, what Republicans need to come out with right now is proposals to say, my gosh, for 100 years we've been regulating our big infrastructure industries in these regulatory silos. We got FCC here, we got water here and droughts in California.
Yep.
We got sewer, we got transportation. Think about if
we got an electric grid that's collapsing because it's been regulated.
You better believe it.
Not being allowed for the marketplace to grow it out and innovate it.
You nailed it. Aren't we in the middle right now of a cybersecurity debate critical infrastructure debate? You need to make sure that all of our infrastructures can work together, not that they're holed up in these regulatory silos, so that they can shore up and make things impermeable, make sure there's free speech, make sure we're protected against invasions and hacks. So a real free market in internet would say, wow, we've got this so much potential for creating infrastructure wealth in this country that we can start doubling our GDP rather than doubling regulations, and that's what I'd like to see.
We should be, instead of making the internet conform to 20th century paradigms, we should be taking those assets and conforming them to the internet, the current internet paradigm.
That's right. I think the potential is wide open, and we've got to do it right, because remember, I always like to say we don't have an internet today compared to what we're going to have in 2020 and 2050.
If it's not regulated.
If it's not regulated. You imagine in the future, holograms, much more 3D video, and the Internet of Things and the interconnectedness, and the reality that the internet that you're running self-driving cars on is going to have to be separate from the one that we're on now.
That's right.
There's got to be lots of new kinds of secure infrastructures that imposing net neutrality on a capital I internet and saying forevermore, nobody can own
those wires. And I want to say one last thing, Wayne, and I know you'll agree with me on this. Folks, the way the president wants to go, bottom line, is not good for small business. It is bad for small businesses. Now, even if you're not a high-tech company, it's bad for you. Wayne, last thoughts.
I think that's exactly right. Small business benefits more than anyone from the internet and the access that it provides. And you don't want
as
an environment where government is throttling it and taxing
That's exactly right. Hey, Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
Wayne
it.
Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.